Elder Craig A. Carden of the 70. Elder Craig Allen Carden, recently called to the First Quorum of the 70 from the Second Quorum, acknowledges the Spirit's influence in every good thing in his life. My mother and father helped me as a boy to begin to recognize the voice of the Spirit, to know what I was feeling, he recalled. That communication from the Lord is available to all who diligently seek it and is essential in this great work. After a mission to Italy, Elder Carden married Deborah Louise Dana in November 1970 in the Mesa, Arizona Temple. Just 13 years later, Elder Carden became president of the Italy-Rome Mission. At the time, 7 of their 8 children had been born and ranged from 9 months to 11 years old. That alone tells you much about Sister Carden, Elder Carden said. Her faith, love, patience, and kindness have been a marvelous blessing to me, to our family, and to all who know her. From 2006 to 2011, Elder Carden served in the Africa West Area Presidency, an experience he describes as a remarkable blessing to labor among people whom we love dearly. Throughout his life, Elder Carden has dedicated much of his time to philanthropic work with national and international family and youth organizations. Elder Carden was born to Wilford Pratt and Violet Allen Carden in Mesa, Arizona, USA, in December 1948. After receiving a bachelor's degree in accounting from Arizona State University, he was self-employed with multiple business interests. He later received an MPA from Harvard University's Kennedy School. Prior to his call as a general authority, he served as Elders Quorum President, Stake Missionary, Mission President, Bishop, Stake President, Gospel Doctrine Teacher, and Institute Instructor. The Lord is gathering His children throughout the earth, Elder Carden said. No matter individual circumstances, the grace of Jesus Christ is sufficient for all who come unto Him.